Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Seamus Toomey with the story of a great bookstore in Wicker Park. Hi, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Yes, this is Myopic Books in Wicker Park. It's on 1564 North Milwaukee Avenue, and it's really one of those places that makes Wicker Park Wicker Park. It's cool, it's quirky, it's artsy, and it's local. And the story this week is that two of the guys that have been working there for more than 20 years, one for about 10 years, have saved up enough money, and they've actually bought the place from the owner. They took over this week, and it's a cool story just about how guys that really just love this store, they wanted to keep it going, so they did something about it. They got together. Rita Clark had run it for the last 20 years or so. She was ready to move on, but J.R. Nelson and Matt Reavers, they are now in charge. They promise the neighborhood they're going to keep it the way it is, which is three stories of books in this old 100-year-plus-old building. And they're just packed to the gills, but they've got a lot of rare things. They've got stuff you can't find most other bookstores around town. So Myopic Books, if you're a bookstore fan, it's definitely something worth checking out, right kind of in the heart of Wicker Park.
Can't have too many of those great old mom-pa independent bookstores. And further up north on Milwaukee Avenue, another story about a bookstore in Portage Park.
That's right. It's Milwaukee Avenue Bookstore News this morning. This was one really started and supported by the community. Different type of bookstore. This is more of a comic books and a graphic novel shop in Portage Park. Howling Pages opens today, and this has been in the works for a long time. This was crowdfunded in part by a Kickstarter. Neighbors came together and kicked in $16,000 for Alan Park and his wife Ashley Town to open this shop. And we've got some photos of it at blockclubchicago.org. Just really got to just shows how cool, if you're into graphic novels and comic books and rare things and artwork and anime and all that sort of thing. It's up there in Portage Park. Opens today. They've got a kickoff party this afternoon, and then it'll be open for every day for hopefully for them forever.
Hopefully. Also at blockclubchicago.org, the story of the Inglewood organization, and they need your help cleaning up 100 blocks and vacant lots this weekend. Seamus, you have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.